Dear friends in Christ Jesus, how good it is to be here with you this Sunday. And, you know, as we traveled throughout Europe and through Germany and seeing the sights and all that, it does remind us many times about how blessed we are here. For God in His love and His compassion for us has greatly bestowed many, many gifts and blessings. Just simply to be able to hear the children up here and to hear their voices ring and sing out, you know, that is a blessing that we have here, to have so many kids that are willing to share their time and talents. Because believe me, there are a lot of places out there, there are a lot of churches that those voices are missing, that those things are missing. And God has greatly blessed us with that, because there we see God's church growing and we realize that in our lives today that God has given us so much. And that's really what Pledge Sunday is all about. It's about realizing the gifts and the blessings that God bestows upon us and simply sharing those, showing our time, our talents, and our treasures. No matter what those treasures, and you know, there were some really great treasures that were here when they did. You know, obviously, when I typically talk about treasures, we talk about as adults our money and those type of things, our incomes and that. But what greater treasure is it than love and compassion and that? About joy, because those are really gifts. Those are really things to be treasured, especially in this world that's out there. We know how bitter and how cold that world is. We, especially this morning when we get up and we see that dirty four-letter word that was falling out there, right? You know, we just know, and it is, and it's a terrible place. I know that as we heard the history of some of the places that we were at over in Germany, you hear the tyranny and the downtroddenness and how people took advantage of other people. We realize that we live in a blessed time. We're in a blessed place where we can serve our Lord. And He bestows upon us that ability to have joy even in the midst of the trials and tribulations and the trouble that's out there. What a great thing for us to be able to do that. And that's the gift, one of the gifts that He bestows upon us as His children. Because we know that we are. And as children of God, we're exactly what our epistle lesson said. It means we're children of light. We're children of the daytime. In other words, we are people that are called to be busy, to be out there, to be sharing things with us. It's not like those people at night that just simply go out and sleep and they kind of twitter their days away. But we are people that are there. In fact, we know that in the mission statement of this church, and you see it down at the bottom on, I don't remember what page it was, but I know I just was just glancing at it just earlier today, been in the announcement section or something. But, you know, we know that it is that our goal here at Grace Lutheran Church is to gain lives for Christ and to teach in Christ. To gain lives for Christ, to grow lives in Christ. And what that means is that by doing that, that we are children of the daylight. We are children that go out and are active. We are children that go out and share those gifts and those blessings that God has bestowed upon us. And those gifts can be anything. It could be just simply time. How many people out there just are desiring people to spend time with them? Just simply to sit with them and talk with them. It's a lonely world out there. And there are people that need that. And so as children of God, what do? We take that time and we share that. There are people that are hungry out there. And as you can see, even in our preschool, we teach our children to give from their hearts and that. And they've already started putting food up here. And they've already started putting food up here. And every week, every month, day in and day out, we collect food to take over to Hospitality House. If you want to see joy and blessing, see what it's like. See what it's like when we drop that food off, because many times they're running out of food and they are just so joyful when food's brought over there that we share with those people. But you see, these things are out of the other gifts. They flow from the gifts of Jesus Christ, realizing that if people of the day, that we shine the light of Jesus Christ. If people of the light, we shine that light. A light, and then we have His heart, that compassionate heart of Jesus. First of all, we have a Savior that went to the cross, that gave Himself in order that we become children of God. That we, what a special gift that is, just in and of itself. And that's the reason that we can have joy every day in our lives, because we know that eternity is taken care of. But what does God call us to do as people of the day? Just simply take that which God has given us and bring a return to do the work of the Master. That's really what our gospel text is about. Here you have a couple, three servants. One of them was given 5 talents. The other one was given 2 talents. And the other one was given 1. And what did the first guy, the guy that was given 5 talents, do? He took it out knowing that the work of the kingdom needed to be done. The work of the Master needed to happen. And so what he did, he took it out and he risked it. Yeah, it was probably a little scary for him, because what would happen if he lost it? But what he did is he went and he took it and he used it out into the community and he created more. And so did the guy with the 2 talents, with the 2 talents. He went out and he used his money in the way, he used those talents in the way that he knew his Master would use them. And what he was able to do is he was able to generate more. But yet there was that third servant, the one that was given 1 talent. Not even as much, as the other two. And what did he do? He lived in fear. Fear that something might happen to it. And so rather than even going and taking it and putting it into a bank, he puts it into a hole and he hides it so that no use of that could be done. Who knows what the fear was? Probably fear of loss. But to realize that God has blessed us with so many treasures. Just simply the love, the joy, the compassion. Yes, even money and income and those kind of things. The food that we have on our table. That He has blessed us with those things and He gives it to us so that we can use it and share that and spread the message of Jesus Christ. So that we can grow lives in Christ. So that we can gain lives in Christ. And so that's what He calls us to do. And that's really what Pledge Sunday is about. Is taking that which we have, which God has blessed us richly with, and simply taking a portion of it and using it in order to grow and do the work of the Master, to grow the kingdom, to share the message of God's love and compassion to the world. That's really what it's about. Yes, when we put money in that plate, yeah, it goes to pay some salaries. It goes to pay for some lights. It's kind of nice on a cold winterish day to have this wonderful heat, right? And I know there's a few times during the summertime where we also are very blessed by having that air conditioning. Believe me, I spent plenty of nights over at St. John's with no air conditioning. But what a blessing it is. But it's also, it really is more than that. So that the word of Jesus Christ can go out into this community. So that we can use this building and this facility and all these blessings in order that people are fed. In order that the message goes out of Jesus' love and that. In order to teach young children how to give from their lives. How to love God. And out of that love, to share what they've got. That's what this is about. And that's really what this parable is about. It's all about doing the work of the Master. And when we do the work of the Master, what happens? When it's time for us to stop, what does He do? He looks at us and He says, good and faithful, well done, good and faithful servant. It's not that we seek that from the Lord. It's not that we seek that. But it's that we do it because of exactly who we are. We do it because we are children of God. We do it because we are children of the day that go out and work and share and do that. Whether it's fixing meals for a funeral, or whether it's just moving tables, or whether it's putting stamps on envelopes, or folding up bulletins. No matter what it is, God has richly blessed us all with talents that can be used, whether it's teaching Sunday school, or whether it's working with the youth. He's given us all those things. And so what he does to us is he calls us and he says, "My servant, I'm giving you these talents. I'm giving you these talents. Are you going to use them? Or are you just going to simply hide them in the dust?" Because that's really what he does. That's really the question that we need to ask ourselves today. And the question we need to ask ourselves as we fill out our pledges. Is to remember what God has richly blessed us with. And to ask, am I going to do the work of the kingdom? I'm not going to pick on Larry today. He's enjoyed his vacation. But Eric, here's some talents. What are you going to do with it? Sherry, here's some talents. What are you going to do with those? Brent's kind of hiding back there, so I'm going to pick on Brent. Here's some talents. What are you going to do with them? It's really the question we need to ask, because we only do it. We do that out of love and compassion that flows to us because of who our Master is. And when we do that, then we too can enter into the joy of the Master. But that's what it is to be children of God, His people. So in other words, what are you going to do with your talents? In Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.